Blog Talk Radio.
Radio
air. You are here. You are listening. You are engaged right now.
Yes, yes.
Lyrical Incisions, your grandma's favorite rapper, along with the favorite, and the best co-host in the nation. If you don't know, ask somebody. If they don't know, slap somebody. It's Crush the Catalyst. What is happening on this Thursday?
I got to do my proper introduction, you know what I mean? Because you know I love my introduction to things, right?
Do that, be extra.
Okay. Yo, it's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm so in the groove, Mr. So fucking Smooth. Got that flow, next to blow, it's the show, Lego.
All right, yo, there's so much going on in the world right now, man. Yo, I am feeling excellent. The Miami Heat, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. 16-game winning streak. 16-game winning streak. Listen, we're not going anywhere but back to the championship. So go ahead and put your money on the Miami Heat. Listen, we are doing this. Did you see our Harlem Shake video, by the way? Did you see that?
He's making fun of
everybody in the industry right now. Like, listen, teams are panicking right now. They're running around. The GM, he's throwing chairs out the windows. Coaches, they're getting ready to lose a job. Assistant coaches are hoping that the head coaches lose their job so they can move in. There's so much going on. People are stressed. Players are stressed. Agents are stressed. Wives are stressed. Wives are getting cheated on. All in the NBA right now. And guess what the Miami Heat are doing in the meantime where everybody's running the wild? We're Harlem shaking. That's what we're doing. You know why? We're not worried about that.
I ain't got no words.
You know, that's what we're doing. So we are going back to the championship. Mark my words. Not only are we going to the championship, but we are the champions, my friend. And we will keep on fighting to the end. That's just me bragging. I'm sorry. That's just me bragging. Oh, Crush, you don't have anything to say?
Are you done?
Oh, not by a long shot, but I'm just going to take a pause right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've been thinking about some shit lately.
All right, you should.
I've been thinking, and I've been pondering, and I've been thinking, and I've been pondering.
Okay.
With all the shows that are on Next to Blow, right?
All right.
They say we're the disrespectful ones. It's been told that we're the disrespectful show.
Now, I guess with all due respect.
No, wait. I'm going to tell you why they say we were the disrespectful ones.
Now,
because,
why are you saying it?
Because how we treated people on Hot 16. Now, to our defense, to me and Lyric's defense, we told these people this because, well, they needed to know. So, yeah. And so that's how it goes. But, yo, Lyric, I need you to handle the show right quick. I got to take a quick run right quick. So,
all right. Whatever the fuck is going on over there. Hey, all right. Now, for you people who just tuned in, I just got finished. No. I'm not even finished yet. I just took a pause from ranting and raving about the Miami Heat 16-game winning streak. Can you hear that? Oh, my God. Let's give it up for the Miami Heat right there. Not only are we going for 17, but there's people who's actually talking about we're getting ready to hit a 20-game winning streak. That's what we're going to do right now. Everybody else in the league running around panicking. We are putting out YouTube videos, Harlem Shaking. What part of the game is that? It's the game that you already know that everything is already sold up. So what we're going to do tonight, me and Crush, after we're done with the headlines, we actually have a special guest that we will mention in just a minute that we'll be calling. What we're going to do tonight is something that a lot of people don't do. We're actually going to do a caller appreciation day just next to Blow. That's what we're going to do. Anything that you want to talk about, anything that's on your chest, you want to get out, you want to cuss out somebody, you know, you want whatever the hell you want to do. You want to admit that you're an alcoholic? That's fine. You want to admit that you're a sexaholic?
I'm an alcoholic.
You want to admit that you're like,
I'm an alcoholic.
And I did not know, and I didn't know that he was back. Okay, so, you feel me? Okay, so yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Caller appreciation night. Anything that you want to talk about, anything that you want to get off your chest, that you want to say to somebody, anything that you want to do, period, give me a holler. Give us a holler. But until we get that done, what we're going to do is we're going to get into those, what do I like to call those? What do we call those? What is your section of it?
We call them the headlines.
Okay. That's what we do. All right. So let's get into it.
I gotta get back to my point. Before we get into the headlines.
Don't sound
the headlines yet. I want to make my point. Before I was saying, and like we're the most disrespectful ones because of the way we treated people on Next Level Up on Hot 16. Now, Hot 16 was basically established for people to spit their shit and take criticism on their shit, like to learn how to take good criticism and whatnot. Now, some people needed more work than others, and we told them that. So, basically, that's how we're the evil ones. So, but you know what? That's good, because I have pronounced us the Next to Blow Evil Tag Team Champions.
Evil Tag Team Champions, huh?
Yes, we're the evil. Damn it, we're the new Brothers of Destruction. Since you're older, you're Undertaker. I'll take Kane.
Yo, all right. And, yo, speaking of which, while we're just on that random subject of wrestling, I definitely want to take the time to send a rest in peace shout out to Paul Bearer of the WWE. He passed away yesterday, and I mean that was devastating news for me, though, just for the simple fact that I grew up watching that dude, man. I grew up watching Paul Bearer. Like, there was nobody who was more who was more precise, and you'll be able to point out his voice more than Paul Bearer. Like, that was that dude right there. You know what I'm saying? The little creepy face. Oh, yes, my Undertaker. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? All the real old school wrestler fans, man, you know exactly what I'm talking about, man. That was the dude right there. So, yo, I just want to send a rest in peace shout out, man, to Paul Bearer, who actually will need a moment.
That will actually be the first headline, so we're going to take a moment of silence for him right now.
You know what's so crazy about that? Because now he is really going to need an Undertaker and a Paul Bearer now, huh?
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Too soon. Actually, you know what? I think he actually used to be a Paul Bearer in real life. That's how he actually got the job.
He was.
He used to be a pallbearer.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Let's get into these headlines.
All right, yo. Let me see. It's time for headlines. Let's get it. Headlines, nigga. All right. Yo, what we got, man?
Man, we got some crazy headlines in the news this week. Well, first of all, we actually need to send another rest in peace to Mr. Magic. He died on March 1st in a car crash with his wife. With his wife and their 12-year-old daughter was the only survivor. You might know Mr. Magic from the No Limit fame and everything. He was the dude behind the one song that can tear, like, literally fuck up any club, fuck a, down for my niggas. Trust and believe. You know, any club I ever went to, as soon as they played that, a fight broke out.
But you ain't here, boy. I ride for these niggas. I die for these niggas. Do a drive by with a fucking ride, come down for
because
these niggas.
Because as soon as it's. Like, soon as they're like, fuck them other niggas, everybody started screaming, West Side, East Side, fuck East Side. Pop, pop, pop. That's usually how it went, but.
I always do.
Yeah.
That was the part,
but that was the party anthem, though. It started when they started mixing it with Blame It on the Alcohol. When Blame It on the Alcohol came out, and they started blending both of them. Yo, that was this shit.
It went in, though, didn't it?
Yes!
It went in. So, listen, rest in peace, man, Moy and my man, Mr. Magic. Like, I love Magic, man. I love Magic. He had a couple of cuts, man, on some underground stuff, though. Yo, I definitely mess with, man. I definitely mess with. And I still play those. Some of those cuts down to this day, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, definitely, man, a shout-out. You know what I'm saying? A definitely shout-out to Mr. Magic and his family, man, definitely send their condolences out. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what it is. Man, it's a sad situation. It's never really good to hear anybody from the hip-hop community passing away, man, especially somebody that we all grew up on. And, you know, still to this day, that dude a whole clout, man. So, yo, I just, again, man, it's just never good to hear that. Never good to hear anything like that. But, yo, rest in peace to the boy, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. Next, on lighter news and everything, Ocho Single got a new girl.
Uh-oh, who we moving on to?
He moved on to Lauren Polil. I can't really pronounce her name, but it's Popeil. And she's a chef. She has her own she got her own restaurant and whatnot, so she got her own money. You know what? Shout out. And she's a white girl, but you know what? Ocho, stick with your white girls because your white girls help you go through things. Your white girls help you do things. That Latin chick you went with fucked up your whole career, nigga. Which I saw coming from the beginning. White girls work for him. He needs to stay with. I'm sorry. Call me ignorant and everything, but Ocho need to stay with white girls because obviously they doing something that y'all ain't because y'all fuck up that nigga career.
Everybody, man, listen.
Ocho, stay with your white girls. Maybe you can get a team again.
Listen, man. Anybody in the world knew that it was over. When he popped the question for her, man, I never wanted to see those two together, period. She got too much mouth and he got too much mouth. And what mouth and mouth do? Nothing positive. Nothing positive. That's a bad thing. That's a very, very bad thing. I was never a fan of her. Never a fan of her. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason I was watching reality shows, unlike Crush, is because I was living, I'm living with a female. Yeah.
I need my daily dose of ratchet. That's how I get through the day. My dose of ratchet. I can't help it. Yes, I love Bad Girls Club. Yes, I love loving hip hop. Damn it. Shit.
Yeah.
Tahiri's ass. King Michelle's ass. Yes. Two thumbs up to loving hip hop. And when they talk about Black Ink, Duchess, Sassy. Oh, speaking of which, I like to send a big shout out to Sassy that gave my sister an autographed picture to send to me. Thank you, Sassy. I love you.
Get out of here. Did that happen for real?
Yeah. Don't hate, nigga.
No, hating. I was surprised.
Why?
And your sister really loves you, though, to get an autograph from somebody to give to you. No, that's what you get. You got to love. That's what I was surprised about. It was just how the family loved. Oh, don't get it misconstrued, please. I'm not one of those type of guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Next up, Somebody was going to get shot in the near future.
Somebody probably just got shot while you were making.
AP9.
You know what? Hold on real quick. Somebody probably just got shot while you were saying that sentence, though. So say it one more time, though, because I want to see somebody else get shot. Go ahead. Say it one more time.
Somebody that's probably going to get shot in the near future.
Ow. Okay. That's what's up. All right. So AP9. Listen, AP9, that was the dude who's fucking around with Ice-T's Coco, right?
Yep.
That's the dude. Okay.
But you know what? Everybody thought he was lying. Everybody thought he was doing this and that, yada, yada, yada. He finally did it. He put out the proof.
Okay. So,
he put out the pictures.
If you don't mind, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say this headline for you. How about that? Because this is what I heard earlier. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. We have, go ahead, fill in the blank. What's his name?
AP9.
All right, we have AP9 who, I don't know if you heard a couple of months ago, was taking photos in the club with Coco, which is Ice-T's wife, for anybody who's been living under a rock for like the last 25 years. However, there was some recent photos that had surfaced where it looked like more than just somebody that Coco was taking pictures with. Controversy started to stir up, and it actually came out that Coco had been sleeping with, fill in the blank,
AP9.
With AP9, okay? Yo, and then AP9 didn't stop there. He actually went on to actually release some more photos in the hotel room with Coco's dress being up on, being on top of her, no, being above her drawers or her thong, whatever she had on, and had went around and showed people in the studio who was with some behind-the-scenes photos, and everybody in the studio has now said and verified that he smashed her.
Yeah.
He smashed her.
But you know what? This nigga has, but it was a screenshot of him talking to Ice-T. He screenshotted a text that he was having with Ice-T. Now, this is what he says. Pardon my dyslexia, because this might take me a little bit to read, but pardon my dyslexia. Okay, now, respect, bruh. I'm not trying to start fuck no shit up with your relationship, bruh. But me and Co, I text Co and asked her to meet up with me on some fly shit and to let her know the same thing. We're grown, bruh. And I'm not trying to throw your name under the bus. I'm just staying fly, but I had to make my name clear since everybody think I'm a stalker and a male groupie. I just had to, which I look like right now, I just needed to set the record straight. I wish y'all the best. Okay, you telling me you fucked this man's wife.
Hey, bitch nigga, please. How you going? What the fuck? Bitch,
ain't
nigga, gonna please.
Wish him the best of luck? Oh.
Bitch nigga, please.
He's gonna wake up dead. Somebody is coming for him now.
Bitch nigga, please. Yeah, he definitely gonna get shot the fuck up, though. But, yo, it would be nice, man, to hear Ice-T's side of the story. Wow, that is some news right there. Don't wish me the best of luck after you just smash the chick, though. Please don't do that.
That's so disrespectful. Yes. And last but not least, we're going to get back to your heat. So,
we're going to get back to my heat.
We got another headline. Okay, now really, I just need to play this for you to best understand it.
Now, here's something you don't expect. A local gang of Crips teaming up with members of the Ku Klux Klan, or at least one group of Klansmen.
Okay, the Crips and their newfound KKK partners from Alabama plan to protest if local KKK members rally in Memphis next month, as they had said they want to do. Now, the goal is to make sure there is no violence.
ABC 24's Marcus Holliday is live in downtown Memphis with a story you'll only see on ABC 24 News.
That's right, Cameron. A member of the Great Street Crips wants to cripple a KKK rally planned for Memphis. He's ganging up with other Klansmen in hopes of doing just that.
The KKK is rallying downtown in Memphis, and we just don't want to stand for it.
When DeJuan Horton learned about the KKK's plans for a rally in Memphis, he decided to take a stand.
The first thing I was thinking, the largest rally you ever seen, and you telling us about it, and that means you kind of like sending the first blow, and we're not trying to throw in the blows. We're going to dodge that one, and we're going
to
hug you.
Horton also decided to make a video speaking out against the Klan rally.
When you come to Memphis, Tennessee, we're going to rally right across from you.
The YouTube video got the attention of thousands of people across the country.
I reached a lot of people with that video that I didn't think I reached.
It reached Bradley Jenkins, the Imperial Wizard for the United Klan of America.
We will stand resolute with the citizens of Memphis and this young man and anyone in that town, no matter what color they be. Because in today's society, hate and racism has no place.
Horton, an admitted gang member, says his fellow gang members didn't initially like the idea of standing side by side with members of the Ku Klux Klan.
And they was like, one, don't mess with those KKKs, they're going to hang you, boy. But, you know, I just trusted my first man, and I met with them, and we're going to keep meeting until we got 30 days to the march. It's going to be, the rally is going to be March the 30th.
Jenkins, who lives in Alabama, says it didn't take long for him to decide he wanted to team up with Horton and his gang.
This young man and the people in that community do not need to fear the Klan coming, people making accusations that thousands of Klansmen are going to come fill the streets of your town. That's one little lone man speaking for many. That's what's got to stop. Don't be fooled. They're fooling the media. They're fooling everybody. These folks that are saying that they're Klan, they're not Klan. The Ku Klux Klan stands for non-civilized Anthar, not for self, but for others. How can that be for others? Arguing over the name of a park inside of a city that made the decision to rename it. That is that community's prerogative.
Jenkins says he hopes other Memphians stand and embrace Horton because he'll be in town to do just that. Reporting live in downtown Memphis, Marcus Holliday, ABC 24 News.
What the fuck?
Wow. Okay, now listen, this is the reason why I won't be so surprised at this, is because I am from Cincinnati, born and raised, and we actually went through this stuff because KKK, they would build a rally downtown at downtown every single year, and they would burn the cross. They would burn the cross every single year. So this is something that I'm not used to at all. It's just basically we ran their ass up out of Cincinnati, and now they're going further south. But the further south you get, the more danger that you run into, because motherfuckers down south ain't playing that. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. But, yo, that is never, 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 ever, ever a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Never, ever a good thing. Matter of fact,
I was shocked about the whole fact of the matter where he's, they're KKK and Crips teaming up to go against KKKs.
Say it again.
KKKs teaming up with Crips to go against KKKs.
There you go. There's always a good side and a bad side of things, right? That's what I'm talking about. So, yo, what you think about I just want a quick caller since this is a customer appreciation. Let's just bring them in just to see what they're talking about real quick.
Okay.
Let's bring in a 598, though, because this actually is getting ready to raise a whole lot of hell, and I need to know what my callers and what my listeners are thinking about this. Definitely hit us up, 718-664-9115.
All right. 614-598.
Yo,
caller, you're on the
line. 614-598. What's your name? Oh, damn. They just fell off the line. Let's go to the next one there. Let's hit this. Who's next? We got the 745 who've been here for a minute.
Yep. 614-749-745. Caller, you on the line?
Yo, caller, you there? Caller, 614-745. All right, well, shit, let's go to the next one. Somebody's going to speak on this shit tonight.
You know what?
Somebody's
I need to get in some music to get my head together, you know what I mean? So,
you get your head together.
Yeah, we're gonna get into this, get these bands up, you know what I mean? And we'll be right back on the show next to Blow.
All right, let's do that.
Time's hard, I'm trying not to mess up. From the hood, bitch, all I know is bad luck. Subtract the bullshit to the paper, add up. I'm in the cut, try and get my bands up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up. Hustle man, you could call me hustle man. Whip it southpaw, pitch it underhand. I got a softball or something other than. You crazy baby, change your life, welcome to Wonderland. But nah, I ain't tricking, just to keep it pimping. I see that I'ma make it back, hustle's intuition. And my OG told me when we was chilling, you make big bread, you can get a crumbs of pigeon. Now back to the kitchen, where the trap at? My niggas got some chickens, come get a snack pack. Me, I'ma get it, now where the rap's at? Too many niggas snitching, call them the rat pack. They get laughed at, whole clown niggas. Like Brandy, wanna be down niggas. Rappers with they fake asses, Nicki Minaj. If you think you seeing me, well that's just a mirage. Time's hard, I'm trying not to mess up. From the hood, bitch, all I know is bad luck. Subtract the bullshit to the paper, add up. I'm in the cut, try and get my bands up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up.
They got me at attention. That money keep coming, that money got intuition. If these niggas talking, that money gotta be mentioned. They say we eating good, that money diet nutrition. I'm trying to get my bands up, but I don't have time. I'm loading them with this real shit. It's my class time.
Check in.
Us around the clock. It's always cash time. You know we ball hard, so they get trash time. All I know is bad luck. I remember bad times. I'm trying to get my bands up, so I don't live in past time. I'm from the land, bruh, just trying to get my bands up. Ain't looking for a handout, don't make me put them hands up. Axe be the team, but we ain't asking for things. And we only take the paper like a fax machine. I'm in the cut with my band-aid. Yeah, nigga gotta hustle, cause that paper been man-made.
Time's hard, I'm trying not to mess up. From the hood, bitch, all I know is bad luck. Subtract the bullshit to the paper, add up. I'm in the cut, try and get my bands up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up.
Get it how I kill it, call it blood money. Black man, straight cash, throw it in the bag, money. You said you was gon' blow up, selling blow up. You a dud dummy, no spark. All the talent in the world, but you got no heart. Acting hard as hell, really getting no parts. Real niggas stand up, bet you recognize this part. Fuck you, pay me, ho, I'm fresh about the band, though. Catch me playing with them bands and it's a live show. Throw up your liquor, even throw up your strip. I don't see these niggas, I ain't stuntin' no bitch. 216, both them dead presidents. ACE, I represent my shit. Money on my mind, put that money on the line. Put that money on the line, bet I kill them every time. Money on my mind, put that money on the line. Bitch, that money on the line, bet I kill them every time.
Time's hard, I'm trying not to mess up. From the hood, bitch, all I know is bad luck. Subtract the bullshit to the paper, add up. I'm in the cut, try and get my bands up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up.
Yo.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Cleveland, Ohio? from the land to 216. I know what that's about right there. I know what that's about. A little too much sometimes, too. You know what I'm saying? So big shouts out to everybody up in Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? The 216. I know what that's about. East side, west side. You know what I'm talking about? Get up on your feet. I love to hear that. Yo, right now, Crush?
Right now.
Right now. Yo,
right now.
Special motherfucking guest in the building. I don't know if you guys knew, but this artist that we have right now, listen, this was the industry before he came, right? And now that he's here, it's getting ready to be a motherfucking rap for y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's all y'all rappers' careers right now.
Flatline.
Flatline. Immediately. You know what I'm saying? Yo, matter of fact, Crush, you know what? Since you did the plug, let me go ahead and let you introduce him and bring him in. What it is.
Yes, yes, yes. This is an upcoming artist. Well, I can't really say upcoming because he's making so many moves right now that he's known. Like he's doing his thing and everything. Got smash records. He's the type of artist that we love on this show. He's real hip hop. So give it up live on the show. Give it up for June, man. June.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate having me, bro.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Man. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good, man. Just on this road. I'm on my way to L.A.
Okay.
Ride,
okay.
Ride.
All right. Yo, so you riding, right?
Am I what? Yeah, I'm riding right now.
All right. So that snow ain't get you, did it?
No, it ain't get me.
Hey, yo, this is what I'm saying. Are you chilling in here in Ohio, man? And it hit us hard, man. It hit us hard, but we was able to recoup for that. So I just want to make sure you ain't get caught up in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I feel it. Appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. So, yo, what's going on with the artist June, man? Like, let the world know, though, because you got a couple of listeners right now say, yo, who is June? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? Let them know where you from and how you get down.
Well, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. And, I mean, I get down. I'm on that real shit, man. Just staying humble and just being real, you know.
That's what's right. Up. That's what's up, yo. You want to give any shouts out? You know, Memphis, Tennessee, though it comes deep, right? It comes deep. So I know you want to give some
shout out. Yeah. I gotta give a shout out to the king himself, Dottie, 3-6, Young Dolph out there doing his thing. I mean, everybody that's coming up, you know, in the 901 area, salute, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. And maybe let me give a special shout-out to my niggas who've been in the game for a very, very, very long time, though. A-Ball, motherfucking MJD.
A-Ball,
you know,
yeah, them legends, man. Them legends.
You know what I'm talking about. So, yo, man, it's all good, man. It's all good. So, yo, how's life, man? How's life?
It's good. It's going good, man. I'm, you know, steady pushing and, you know, learning the game and, you know, just moving up to the next level.
Okay. Crush, man. Crush, go ahead, man. Shoot.
Right.
Go ahead.
I hear you're on your way to South by Southwest.
Yes. Yes. I'll be there on the 14th through the 16th. And we're gonna turn it up. It's going to be live.
Right. Well, in case a lot of people are sleeping under a rock and really don't know what South by Southwest, why don't you let the people know how big it is?
South by Southwest is like one of the biggest music festivals for the year, you know. You be having Big Crit down there, you know, he the truth in the South, you know, Currency, you know, just... The dudes that's really out there getting it in the South, you know, and it's a big event. It's like it's the thing to go to. I know that.
Right. So, in case y'all can't make it to Austin this year, make sure y'all make it through there next year. I'm going to be there
next year. I'm going to be there next year, too. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? I'm on one of them big, big shows, but, you know. Gotta start off small, you feel me?
Right.
Absolutely, but it's not even small though when you think about it. You know, it's not as small when you think about it at all.
Appreciate it, bro.
man, listen, man, just keep doing your thing, man. We are out here pushing, you know what I'm saying? We out here pushing for you. We want you to get that exposure. We want you to definitely succeed. And I know a lot of people are not used to hearing that.
Thank you, man.
It's such a shady game.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. I like to hear that.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, man, normally I wouldn't even go this route, man, but Crush keeps poking me in the fucking back of my neck and shit. He wants me to ask that. Listen, yo, right now, man, we just going to go ahead and tear down the walls and shit, though. Name a celebrity that you would absolutely go ahead and drop the draws with right now.
Dang it! Let's get to the roster.
He wanted me to go there.
Name three.
Matter of fact, he was great.
But like, if I seen her, man, I don't even know, man. Hannah Montana, she can get it.
Right? She legal now, and she looks cute.
I'm feeling my girl Kim J, man. She don't fuck with me though, but Kim J, y'all don't know about her, but she coming in. She coming in the game. She gonna be one of my celebrities in a couple years.
Kim J, okay.
Yeah, Kim J, that's her name.
I gotta look her up.
I swear she's bad. But yeah, that's
yo,
she can get.
Why he going? Yo, why he going into the? Yeah, why he going into his third window? I'm looking at Kim J to see what's going on.
So let me see my third one. I don't know, man.
Hey, you know what? I can't be mad at that. I can't even be mad. Is that Drake she with?
Yeah, that's Jack. She would. I don't even know if she met Drake. She like him though.
Drake always trying to mess with some chick. Like Drake always trying to get the first dibs on. Damn.
She bad.
Yeah,
though, ain't she?
Damn.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I can't.
That's something I'm focused on right there though. Don't be taking her from me though, y'all. Don't take her from me.
I'm gonna try to get her on the interview now. I'm trying to be amazing.
This nigga, man.
I'm gonna have to bring both of y'all on the show one day. You bout it? You bout it?
Put me on blast. I know you're gonna put me on blast. Don't do that, man.
Nah, we wouldn't put you on blast. We just surprisingly, you come on the line while she's getting interviewed and everything. We see if we can get them popping with y'all too.
That's crazy, B. That's crazy. This nigga, man, yo, don't do that. Don't do that.
We got the jokes aside. But let's really get into who June is. All right, June. Like you came from Memphis. Tell us how that rise was. How did you get started? Like, how'd you get started in this game?
Shit, just believing in myself. You know what I'm saying? Mama basement, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from the hood, so it's kind of like, it was kind of hard for what I was trying to do. Like, my type of style, coming from Memphis, that's kind of hard. So I really kind of did a lot of just waiting and, you know, just plotting it out, playing it, learning the game and shit. So, but I mean, it's straight started from my mama's basement. Me and my bro, that's my full, my brother, Teddy, the one, he's my producer, my main one. And, I mean, we just did a little, we do what we like to do, you know what I'm saying? And I say it's what's the word for it? Like, it's natural, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody always asks me, like, you know, how y'all do it? I'm like, man, we just do it. It's hella natural. So I can't really just explain it, you know what I'm saying?
Started from the bottom, now we here.
Yeah, that's real shit, though. We really did start it from the bottom, though, you know?
That's what's up. So y'all was down in the basement grinding, though. So y'all had, what, like Pro Tools 7, and you had your little inbox?
We had that. We had downloaded Mixcraft for the 7-day trial. I'm talking about Fruit Loose demo started from the bottom.
I definitely know how that is. And I can relate. You know about that Fruit Loose demo? I salute you. I know about the Fruit Loose demo. So you can definitely.
I started on a Fruit Loose demo too. I ain't gonna
real shit.
Yeah,
Perfect. Oh, yo, all the real people know what that is. All the real people know what that is,
man. Yeah, man. I just kept it, you know. I started hitting the schools up, you know, doing a little burning CDs and shit, just hitting up the schools, hitting up the movie theaters on Fridays, and just really grinding, branding. Like, people just started fucking with me, so I kept going, just kept believing in the dream.
Right.
That's what it
when
is.
When would you
that's
say
what
was
is.
Your, like, your first big break?
I don't even know if I got my break yet, you know what I'm saying? But I started in 09, and that was my first song I put out, My Lady. It was called My Lady, featuring Devin Devine. Shout out to him. And like I said, we was just grinding. We both had 9-to-5s, and, you know, every check we got, we just put it in the music, you know?
All right, there it goes. Just a grind and a dream, huh? Dream and a grind.
Real shit.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. So, yo, how is basically, how is the Memphis 10 local scene? Are they real receptive to each other? Do they show each other love?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like, the music industry was real, like, shady back then. It was a lot of secrets, so I say now we show a lot of love because it's more open.
Okay.
But I mean, it still need development, you know, because it's the South, so you automatically think in this hood rap. And, you know, we ain't just on that. You know, we got a whole lot of genres out there that's trying to get it, but everybody's just stuck on the Yo Gotti type of rap, which is good. Like, I fuck with Yo Gotti. Like, that's the king. He's the king out there. But everybody's just stuck on there. And, you know, I think it's just time to grow. Like, it's trying to evolve, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Right. It's just everybody has their own lane, and it's just I see what you're saying. Yo Gotti actually created a lane for himself, but everybody wants to get in that lane instead of
doing
construction and building their own lane. Yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yep.
How do you feel about the state of hip hop right now?
It's recovering. I feel that, and a lot of doors opening. Like, when people say hip hop, I try to, like, just broad it out. Like, hip-hop is so many types of hip-hop. So I feel like that we making a comeback. Like, the artists themselves are making a comeback and really, like, getting the knowledge on the business. And you know, it's doing good. I feel it.
Okay. So it's starting to come back versus what everybody was complaining about, you feel?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Okay.
All right. What would you say your biggest lesson that you learned since you started?
Patience.
Straight like that.
I mean, really, it's the patience and just keep believing in yourself. You know, like, there's gonna be so many obstacles. You just gotta keep. You gotta stay focused on the big picture. And that's what I had to. That's what I learned the most is don't get sidetracked. And
all right. Well, let's do this then, because I know we got a couple of questions though. But you know, I don't want to lose focus on our customer appreciation and our listener appreciation. So, Crush.
Okay.
What I would like to do, you know what I'm saying? What I would like to do, let's bring on a caller and see what they.
Okay.
What type of questions they have for June?
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
So let's bring on this. Let's try this again. We got this 614 this 598 number that we tried earlier. Let's try to bring that individual back on. See what's going on. All
right, we got him on the air.
All right, caller 614-598. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's happening, man? It's Chris Unruly here, man. Giving a shout out from Columbus, Ohio. 614. Y'all know how I get down. What's going down?
Okay, all right, bloody murder. Yo, Chris, we have, what's going on over in Columbus, man?
Wow, a whole lot, man. I just set up three things. I'm going to drop announcements on those. But currently we got the Occupy All Streets District 1 that just dropped. If I'm not mistaken, the L.I., the host, is on there. Big shouts out to him. We had a little delay in that, but it's good news. I'm going to announce it tomorrow that they revamped my2196.com. So that's going to be the official drop spot tomorrow going down. So y'all just got the breaking news exclusive. I ain't even going to post that on Facebook or Twitter yet, so y'all heard that first.
I was getting ready to ask you, did we just get exclusive news? Because that's what it sounds like. Y'all just got it. I literally just got off the phone with the owner of my2196.com, Go Shea, and that's going up tomorrow.
So, yeah, y'all, like I said, I'm not even going to talk about it on Facebook or nothing yet. Y'all heard it here first.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's Occupy All Street's going to be dropping, so. I just want to make sure he got all the bugs out and everything before I officially announce it, too. Don't let me front. But once he posted to me and I see it up and running, we on the go tomorrow. So it should be all good. Hey, what was the caller from again? What was the dude that y'all had on here, the rapper?
Yo, he's still on. His name is June. He's coming from Memphis, Tennessee.
Big shouts out to June from Memphis, Tennessee, bro. I feel you.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate
it. Where can we find some of your music at?
JuneMusicWorld.com and SoundClick, June Music World. Everything is like / June Music World. But
June Music
my
World.
Website is JuneMusicWorld.com and that's everything.
I just spell it June normal.
Yeah.
Cool. I was
yeah,
June.
June.
So you all right with me off rip.
Yeah, we solid, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, also, too, big shout out to Next to Blow Radio, too, man. I know L.I. been hitting me up. I've been mad crazy busy on the schedule, but I was free. I saw the text. I saw the post. I said, I'm calling in, baby. Let's do it.
Yo,
we also got the Big Ten Underground Countdown every Wednesday, so we ain't even going up against you, 8 to 10. That's worldwide. We just had a dude from Ghana, from Africa, win like 3 weeks in a row. Currently, speaking of Memphis, the dude that took him down with an underground single that he's got out with Yo Gotti, who I believe is in Columbus sometime this month, too, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, we got nothing but love for the South, man. And I don't know if a lot of y'all down there scream the Mid-South like that, but I don't care where you're from. I just got love for that, for the music and the vibe and scene y'all got down there for real.
That's yo, definitely love that, man. Yo, so I definitely appreciate you, Chris, Unruly 614, for calling in. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely hold y'all down, man. Make sure you get those submissions over, man, so we can go ahead and put that on. We can go ahead and spin the records, man.
Oh, no problem. I think I sent you something a while back, man, but I resent you something. It ain't no biggie. And let me think here. Also, too, June, I don't know if L.I. even expounded on. We got mad work up here. In terms of shows, parties, things like that. We always look and connect, work with people. So if you can get something cracking down in Memphis, we'll get something cracking down here in Columbus, man. We can make it a connect, dude. It's just that simple.
Okay, so let's get it.
Sound like an invite to me.
They got your contact info?
Let's get it, man.
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
Absolutely.
I'll link it up with L.I. We'll make it all the way live.
Yo, I appreciate
right, bro,
you for calling in, man.
Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Much love to everybody out there. Big shouts out to everybody worldwide. Y'all know what it is.
All right. Yo, that's what I'm talking about, June. What you going to do, man? You coming up here to Ohio or what? What you going to do? You fronting on
Yeah, man. I'm going to have to come out there, man. I'm going to have to come out there. Do a couple shows and stuff.
Yo, we'll hold you down, man. We'll hold you down over here.
But you know what? You know what, Larry? You know what, Larry?
We
talking to him a lot. But the music speaks for itself. I'm telling you.
Are we going in that direction? Because I'm feeling that too.
The music speaks for itself. Okay, this is how we doing it. Boom. June, you right on the spot right now. We got three songs right on the switchboard for you. We have City Love, we have Run the Town, and we got We On with Chew and with Rocky Fresh. Which one do you want to play right now? Which one do you want to hear?
What I'm feeling right now? I'm feeling that City Love right now.
You feeling that City Love?
Yeah.
Well, this is how we're going to do it. You're going to let you properly introduce to the world your track.
Okay. Well, right now we're about to play City Love. By June and produced by Teddy Walton. It's that heat, so let's get it.
I was sitting at home in my
Listen. I'm a hard critic, right? I'm a hard critic about shit, and I don't hold my tongue for shit, though, man. You know what?
What's up?
Right there, that shit, I like that shit right there. I'm not even going to lie. Listen, and the reason why I like that shit, okay, you know what made that stand out from everything else is because you let that beat rap for so long. You know what I'm saying? You have so much confidence in that beat where you ain't have to say shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we need to bring that back to the game, man. We need to bring that back to the game because, like, on some real shit, that was almost like some Earth, Wind, and Fire type of interlude type shit. Yo, you let that ride. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I
like,
love
that, it's, like,
that
song is, like, real soulful. Like, it's, like,
I fucks with that song. That's that down south pimp shit, though, and I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it just sounded different. It didn't sound like everybody else is like, yo, I got to get money. Keep on saying money.
Yeah.
It ain't sound like that. Yo, I'm saying I definitely like that, man. So, yo, that right, definitely keep that in rotation and keep playing that. Now, you know what I don't like, all right, you know what I don't like is I don't like the fact that Crush has wrong on his damn switchboard. How about that? You put IL instead of LI, like, oh, that's what we're going to do? I'm letting all the listeners know the behind-the-scenes shit that go on and how disrespectful he is. This fuck around, put my name wrong. And he did this shit on purpose, though, because he probably asked you if you want to confirm that, and he put IL. That's cool, though. I got you, my nigga.
Damn it, it's dyslexia. Shut up.
I got you,
my nigga.
Yo, Big June, man. That's it, man. I'm actually anxious to hear what else is in the catalog, though, because that shit, boy, you can tell that comes straight from Memphis right there. I like that shit.
Appreciate it, bro. Real shit, man.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
That's real shit, though. Like, yo,
we got two more tracks. I mean, it's up to you, June. You want to bring another song through?
I mean, man. Hey, man. I'm on y'all time, man. We gonna get it. It's whatever.
Yo, what you
want to
do? What you want to do? Run the town or we on?
Let her run the town on.
Yeah,
no doubt. All right, that's what's up, yo. We're getting into a
June double play right now. You just heard City Love. Now we about to run that. We run the town and everything. Next to Blow, you
okay.
Rocking with the show.
Quick question, man, because I'm trying to hit the Twitter, man. It's going crazy right now. Now, what's the Twitter name right now?
My Twitter handle is at June.
Let me see. At June?
Yep.
Let me see. Damn, yo, I got so many results and shit, though, because of that. You know what I'm saying? I should have did this a long time ago. Did you put a baseball cap on?
Just hit one of my tweets, because I've been tagging them through.
As okay. You know,
I think I followed you yesterday, too, I believe.
Yo, that's what's up. So, man, yo, tell me what's in the future for June. What you want to do ultimately, man? What do you want to do for the game when we look back 16 years from now? Yo, hopefully you'll still be in the game, though. But you know what I'm saying? What do you want June's footprint to leave in the game?
I just want to be part of the legendaries, you know? I want to be a part of that. And, you know, I feel like I'm really talented at what I do. And, you know, I want to have a spot in there. You feel me?
And, okay.
You know, all right, a positive spot, a positive, you know, like it's all positive over here, all good energy.
And me personally, I think he can pull it off because really, I mean, if it starts to bring back lyrics to hip hop, you're in like that. That's the thing about me. I came up in the real hip-hop days, when the golden age of hip-hop, where lyrics were everything.
Right.
So if it starts if we start bringing uphill artists back, like yourself and everything,
right,
you going to be there. Like, because lyrically is there. You feel me?
I appreciate it.
No doubt.
So how do you... I want to ask a question. Like, what do you describe your sound as?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just June. It's just, you know, I'm still learning, bro. I'm so early in what I'm doing. Like, I can't even answer a lot of questions yet. You know.
Let's do this, man. Let's do this. If I don't do nothing else, let me go ahead and try to give you an idea of what I feel your music is.
Okay, follow. All right.
All right. Now, what's the name of Outkast's first album?
Outkast's first album.
Yep.
What was it?
Southern Realistic Cadillac Music.
Yeah, Southern, okay.
That's how I describe it.
That's how you feeling?
That's how I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Southern playlist.
You know what? That works. That definitely works. That definitely works.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. I do this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, trust me, man. So from now on, you know what I'm saying? Just think about your boy L.I. next to Blow Radio. When people ask you, how would you describe your music? Southern playlist, Cadillac music. That's what the fuck I do. And I guarantee you
like
got the attention
like
from
that.
There on out. I'm telling you, from that first cut that I heard, I was like, that's that shit right there. That's that shit.
Okay.
So, yo, I'm behind
okay.
you, man. I'm behind you 100%, though, and it takes a lot for me to get there.
Appreciate it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I know that's right. Yeah, we hold you down, man. You matter of fact, Crush, man, let's go to the lounge one more time. It is still Customer Appreciation Day. We need to know what's going on. Let's bring in another caller, though, so we can see what they're feeling about June.
Where are we going?
Any, money, money, mo, catch a hole by a toe, 612-423.
All right, got him.
I don't know about catching a hole, but this Miss Queen T.
Queen! Oh, that's the boss.
Hi, boss. Hey, boss lady.
Caller, can you state your name?
I'm trying to clean it up now.
I know, right? I mean, everything's recorded, so I can go back and listen just to make sure.
Hi, boo-boo, how are you doing?
What's up, y'all? What y'all doing?
Man, it's all good. I got.
We over here bringing hip hop back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I got on the draw since yesterday, and you know what I'm saying. I'm getting ready to take a shower probably after this. Don't ill me, okay? I'm grinding. Damn it.
We out here grinding.
Now I'm here grinding. Real niggas know about 2-day draws, okay?
Real shit.
Y'all be going out and stuff, y'all need to start packing like an extra pair of drawers in the backpack or something. Like,
I do. See, I do. I don't know what the hell lyric be on, but I do. I pack an extra pair of drawers and everything.
Excuse me, you can't even say my name. Excuse me, you can't even say my name till you straighten that shit out on the switchboard, man. Oh, you
are. I did straighten that on Twitter.
Hey, Mr. Ill.
Yeah, you disrespect the hell. But yo, Queen T, man, Miss Boss Lady, you know what I'm saying? The boss of all bosses, the ace of all spades, you know what I'm saying? We had a special guest, June, on here, man. We sit back clowning, man. I like this dude, man. I like his music. I like what he represents. He's a humble cat. But I just wanted to know if Miss Boss Lady had anything that she wanted to ask, dude.
Well, first of all, I want to know what you look like
because
you sound like you sexy.
Something like that. Can't stand her.
No, I'm playing. No way. I congratulate you. You know what I'm saying? I see you from Tennessee or whatever. Don't burn that out on me. I don't need no time to ask.
Okay.
No, but that's what I thought. You from Tennessee. So whose homeboy are you? Crushes, lyricals, what? So I can go and keep you out.
I didn't hear
you. Actually, you know what? We following both. You know what I'm saying? I just actually start following them, though. So, yo, is at June. That's it. Just like the month is spelled, and you see a nigga with the, I guess, the baseball hat turn around. I think that's what it was, the picture that I seen.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay. That's him.
Okay. So I want to know, since, you know what I'm saying, you a rapper, and you know, you in this music industry, so what would you say your biggest achievement so far in your career that you feel like your biggest achievement?
Really just waking up every day, making music for real, like that's, you know, I mean, just doing it. I can't, you know, like I think that's my accomplishment. Just really, just every day feeling like I can do it.
Did you hear that shit? That's called humble. Motherfuckers need to learn how to do that. Be humble.
Now, damn. That's the thing that I was about to comment on, like. Like, normally, if somebody said that, we'd probably be like, oh, you doing politically correct, nah, blah, blah, blah. But when you say it, you can feel the humble in it. Like, you can actually hear the humble when you say it. So.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes. Other people obviously
drop bombs,
I'm getting text messages over here. You know what I'm saying, from a fellow friend of mine, and she wants to know the same question I asked in the first place. She said, what you look like?
Well, she need to call in and ask. She need to call in and ask.
Okay, well, yeah, like, shout out to her. Tell her to call in because, you know what I'm saying, it's time for her to ask. So.
Tell her to add me on Twitter. Tell me, add June and add Teddy. Add Teddy Walton.
Wait. Okay, Teddy? Okay.
Like
so.
Yeah, Teddy, he's the man behind my music.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Definitely. So what would you say your biggest obstacle you had to overcome this far?
I'm real high-headed, so, like, dealing with the wrong people, you know what I'm saying? Like, just having to deal with the stuff you don't want to deal with. You know, I just gotta calm down sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Understood. That's real talk right there. So and trust me, man, it's probably only gonna get worse though. Like when I actually sit back and look at the game and see what my nigga Wale going through right now, he's not really a happy character right now because it seems like everything that he does or everything that he says, every action that he makes is being judged. Is being looked upon. So you definitely gotta watch. You know what I'm saying? You definitely gotta watch yourself. Yeah. And that's one thing I try to spread to these. There's one thing I try to spread to these newcomers that's coming up, and you know, everybody wants to be quote unquote rappers and entertainers and stuff. Yo, there's a life behind here, and if you ask 95% of the people who are in that limelight, them niggas are not happy. Not happy.
Right, real shit, man. It gets stressful.
Yeah. So
definitely gets stressful.
And that's one thing that I want people to know. You know, this is one thing I want people to know. There is another life, and there's another type of light behind all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from you coming in, your perspective, and, you know, you traveling a lot, too. And that's another thing, too, being away from home. Niggas will get homesick real quick. And just shed a little light. Shed a little light on that, June, for, you know, for the people who's striving to be this entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just it's hard, but you gotta know how to. You got to know how to sleep on that couch and eat them ramen noodles sometimes, man. You feel me? Like, I'm just being as real as possible. Like, if you can't handle that heat, you got to stay out of that, you know, because it's easy to brag, you know what I'm saying, like, what you done and all that. But, like, real talk, to get to that level, like, you got to be able to be like, man, I'm out here. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'll be out here in this rain doing this. Once you have that mentality in your head and you stay consistent with that, you got it.
All right, that's real talk. That's coming from the source right there. You know what I'm talking about? That's coming from the source. So this guy, he's out here, man. He's out here on the road. We talked to his manager the other day, and you know, nigga, you know, people are doing real big things though when the artist and the manager are not even in the same city, let alone the same state.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I ask one more question?
What's that?
No.
Okay, so y'all talking about, like, mainstream artists and stuff like that. I know, like, when a lot of people get the finance, well, you know what I'm saying, they like to give back once they make it. I want to know, like, because a lot of them, you know, they do charities and stuff like that. I want to know, you know what I'm saying, when you make it and you get that financial stuff, and if you wanted to do a charity, what kind of charity would you do?
It would be something for the kids, most definitely. Like, I love kids, and, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have it good, you know, and the school I went to, we didn't have a lot of academic, like, stars and sports and all that, so I definitely want to give the kids something they can, you know, like, enjoy themselves, so they don't have to go out here and be selling this dope and thinking that's the way out, because it's not, you know what I'm saying, that's just a trap, and... You know, I'm real like delicate with that situation because like I came from that area where it's hard out here, bro. Real shit. All right.
Hey,
hold on. I'm in the streets and shit. What's up? Where we at? We in North Hollywood?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, this shit live, brother. Shit is live.
Yeah, we live
now.
In this bitch, man. We live. Fuck it. Live. But thank you, Queen.
Oh, yeah. So we definitely going to hold them down. And what we're trying to do right now, I don't know if you knew, but we're trying to kick Miss Queen T off of the line here. We love her to death, though. But,
hey, bye, y'all.
You know, we
love you. We love you,
ladies.
You ain't got to go home. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell off my line.
See how y'all do me? See how they do me, June?
I see it.
That's Lyric.
I love smoke on deck. Okay.
Why y'all think I left Ohio? Lyric is the reason why I left Ohio and came back to Minnesota.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck. I will ride out there to the Twin Cities, kidnap your ass, and make you catch the Greyhound back to where you just came from.
All right, y'all crazy as hell. Shout out to y'all. Thanks to Blow Radio. I'm tuning in. Y'all have a good show.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, let's go to the next caller, man. I've been waiting for about 36 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I think we got some real live diehard June fans and shit. Niggas been holding on for a half an hour to speak to the guy, man. Yo, let's go to the next number, see what they got to say.
Yeah, we're going to go to the 267-844. Caller, you live on the air next to Blow Radio.
Hello.
Yo, what's happening? Yo, state your name. Where you calling from?
This is Kurt ENT, calling from Philadelphia, PA, hometown Kansas, Missouri. What's good with y'all tonight, man?
Philly. Philly, where I am from.
Hello.
Feel me? You live, Philly.
Yeah. You already know what it is. Philly popping is a motherfucker. Keep his cracking, you know what I mean?
Philly. Yo, so we got my man, June over here, you know what I'm saying?
Here
live.
Keeping out his music,
radio.
Man. He a hot cat, man. I'd love to produce a couple beats for him or get on a couple hooks, man, because I'm a writer, producer, singer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This is what I do for a living, man. You can check me out on Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Got like 275,000 views. Got like 125,000 views. I mean, downloads, you know what I'm saying? DJ Casper Binks, man. My nigga backs me up 24, you know what I'm saying, 100%. You know what I mean? This is what I do. I be on a lot of different a blog talk radio station. Is about to start my own on the 25th called the Curtis Entertainment Show.
Okay.
I'll be on Blast Your Thoughts next to Blow on Sundays with your boy, motherfucking Angel and motherfucking Ninos. You know what I mean? I took a break for like 2 months, you know what I'm saying, to recuperate, went on a little vacation with my baby and everything. But, you know what I mean, I'm back and, you know, doing my thing. I would love for you to check out one of my songs that I got on here and let me know about your feedback about this song. If they have this song on here, it's called Wood Grain Edition. I mean, Wood Grain KC Edition. That's going to be on the next Coast to Coast mixtape. If y'all got it. I don't know if y'all got. Go ahead.
What's your name again?
Curtis ENT. KURTIZ. All right.
So, yeah, you just hit me on Twitter. All right. So, yeah, I'm definitely, June, I'm about to post a link between y'all two so y'all
okay.
can parlay on Twitter and whatnot.
Most def.
Put me in that feed, too. All right.
Yeah,
if you don't, I'll kill you.
Yeah, and you can follow everyone that's on here today. You can follow me on Twitter at KURTIZENT, no spaces. You can follow me on Facebook at KURTIZ816@gmail.com on Facebook. Man, I do a lot of different promotions. Got my own little company, my own little promotion company. Part of Coast to Coast Mixtapes with dope ass music. And Cuban Da Vinci and Shaka Mike. I do a lot of different things, man. I'm just getting into the game just like you. I'm fresh at this. You know what I mean? So you always got to stay humble, and you got to keep on pushing. Never stop it when somebody tell you, oh, you ain't hot. Nigga, it ain't hot to you because you Bootsy is a motherfucker, you shitty, and you a hater. You know what I mean? You can never listen to a hater. All a hater is somebody getting mad at you because they want to be like you and they can't do what you do. That's all a hater is, you know what I'm saying? And I laugh at haters full times.
I feel
in a row. Ha, 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 ha. I laugh at motherfuckers. On some real shit, I laugh at haters. And I do. I laugh at haters,
is,
man.
Is that what that is? It's just a hater just to people who don't.
A hater is just someone that wants to be like you and can't do what you do, so they mad. That's all a hater is.
I'm getting ready to go change some names in my damn phone book then. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
Damn, my nigga just described some shit. Okay, that's what's up here. Hey, Webster's need you to submit that shit in the dictionary then.
Right.
Yo, I could get paid off of that, but I mean, basically, that's all a hater is. It's someone that wants to be like you can't do. Just put this in your head. You talking to a chick, right, and you macking her down and she loving you. She loving what you're saying, and then another nigga come on the side of you and be like, yo, what's up, baby girl? At the same time, you trying to talk to her. And then she be like, do you not see me talking to him? And then what would that nigga say? Well, fuck
man,
me,
fuck
bitch,
that
fuck that nigga too. Right, so he just hates me because he can't do what you do, and he mad that he ain't doing what you doing. That's all hater is.
Message.
That's what it is,
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah, I just put in that post where we got all of us tagged in there so we can definitely poly and everything, get this business popping, most definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
And you should definitely send us some of your music and everything
so
we can play on the show.
Okay, now what about this? What songs do I have on there? Because I know I done sent like 10 tracks to y'all. I haven't been on this show. But if you got the whatchamacallit, then you should be able to pull up some of my songs.
Okay. What is it under?
Curtis ENT. KURTIZENT.
Okay.
I want them just to, you know what I'm saying, just hear something. I don't know which songs y'all got, but I know I got at least 4 songs on there, at least. Maybe Let's Yo. Chill.
Yeah,
Ain't
love.
Worried.
Let's play that one next. Let's play his.
Which
let's
one?
Play his track next. I want to feel it.
Let's Chill.
Yeah, we got Let's Chill. We ain't worried, and we got tell them about your hood.
All right. Let's do Let's Chill, because Let's Chill is like, for instance, when you meet a chick, right, and you don't know the first thing to say to the girl. Yo, and Let's Chill, that's basically I'm explaining to this woman how I feel about her. I don't know what the hell to say to her, but it's gonna roll off the tip of my tongue. And that happens to every man when you meet a bad bitch, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Well,
let's play it.
Let's take this quick break and get into this track. Why don't you you kinda already introduced it. So we're
right.
gonna just get into it. And we're going to be right back. You know, you rocking with the show. Next to Blow, Lyric, you got me, Chris the Catalyst. We got June. You got Kurt. Yeah, we
and
in.
And I got your grandma.
Yeah.
King Crack, nigga.
Yeah.
You got Curtis in, man. You already know what it is, man.
Baby girl, I need ya. Yes, I really need ya. Your swag is so mean, you're classified as a diva. Real shit, she looks too good for me to leave her. Fall, and I'll be right there to retrieve ya. I have no doubt, she's I'm a real true believer. Looking for a shorty, not a home, but a keeper. That'll keep my heart beeper like a beeper. That'll scream king when the king go deeper. Without a doubt in my mind, I'm steady on my grind. And when it comes to getting hit, I get it all the time. I fuck a bitch once, and I know the pussy mind. I can give 2 fucks if the bitch fine. I'm ready any minute as far as the time goes. I can hear these doggy style in the combo. On the real, no nigga can't top me. If I ain't Ali, then I'm in the top 3.
Let's just in. I wanna just do. Let's just in.
That was just a snippet of something that's gonna be on the mixtape. That was the remix for Chris Brown's "She Ain't You," but you know we just did something totally different to it. But I mean, that's just a snippet of what I have and what I'm about to start doing right now. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of coming up with a mixtape and album and just a whole bunch of different stuff. Supposed to be going on tour, not knowing working on some contracts and. Working on the radio,
the radio station that we coming out with, on Blog Talk radio stations on Mondays. You know what I mean? I'm working on a lot of different stuff, man. I'm just looking for myself, man. I'm a type of man. I'm from Missouri, Kansas, Missouri, living in Philadelphia now, but I'm from the Show Me State, man. I can show you better than I can tell you. You feel me? And I'm the type of dude, man. I was raised, you know what I'm saying? If you somebody that's trying to come for themselves, man, reach out there and, you know what I'm saying, help them out, you know what I mean? And I won't even charge you for
it. Sure.
No, I won't even charge you to get on the hook and do nothing, you know what I'm saying? First time is free, you know what I'm saying? After that, then we can work on something after that. But first time, free. I'll throw you on the website, your own page, you know what I'm saying, all that for free, you know what I'm saying? Just to say, yo, I know this nigga before he really made it big, you know what I'm saying? I was a part of what he was trying to do, and I'm a part, you know what I'm saying? That's all I want to do,
real
man.
Shit.
I'm just trying to reach out to people, man, you know what I mean, and help each other out. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. That's what the game is really all about, man, because if you act like you the shit, nigga, you're going to be the one getting shitted on at the end, you know what I mean?
All right. Yo, that's the game right there, if it was ever told. Oh, so, yo, big shouts out, man. Shouts out for calling in. Yo, we appreciate the love. You heard me?
For sure, man.
Right.
Big shout out to Nick at the Blow Radio, man. Y'all the best, yo.
Hey, keep it coming.
Appreciate it.
Yo, so, June, man, listen, before we get, you know what I'm saying, before we actually go further, I had a question. Where the fuck did his name come from? Like, obviously, you know, it's a month, but out of the 12 months, why that one?
Well, my nickname is June Bud. They call me June Bud, and my family, they call me Bud. And this girl I was dating, she was just like, she was calling me June, and, you know, I felt it. And like,
hey, yo, I know you hate every time the motherfucker, what movie is that? I'm going to get you sucker.
Juno.
June Bud Spade. June Bud, hey, dude. That's where, hey, listen, I'm sorry. This is what I do, man. I clown all motherfucking
we
day.
We definitely clown it, but, yo, let's get into these
real
callers
shit.
Because the phone lines is going crazy. Like, I'm loving
right
this.
Now.
We're going to get into this. The 763-807.
Caller, you on the line?
Yeah. Hey, fellas. What's up, Crunch? What's up, Lyrical? This your girl, Miss Chocolate.
Hold on. Wait. It's Chocolate. Hold on. What's going on, Chocolate? What's going on?
How you doing,
boo? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Excuse me. I am here, too.
You're irrelevant.
Damn,
he
always
right
do
now.
That. You know what? I'm about to be that
irrelevant.
Hater that he was talking about. I'm about to be that. Hey, man, fuck this nigga, man.
Look,
about to be that
look.
Hater.
Look, fellas.
You a fool, man.
You guys do not have to fight over me, okay?
I like Hershey's.
We don't got to fight because I'm. We don't got to fight because I'm winning.
You're winning.
Yes.
Hey, man. You know what? I like Hershey's. That's all I'm gonna say. I like Hershey's for a reason. Ain't that right, Miss Chocolate?
I'm so done with y'all. That's right, boo. What's all that going on tonight? I just tuned in not too long ago, right when Queen C had hopped on the line. I hear y'all got an artist on the line. I didn't get a chance to hear your song.
What? We might have to run that motherfucker back because I liked it that
much.
Have to, the first one.
I'm going to need y'all to play it again so I can hear it.
You know what? Fuck it. Just because Miss Chocolate asked for it, we're going to run that first cut back. We're going to run that first motherfucker back because that is that Southern.
I'm trying to hear that. I'm trying to hear what you said is that Cadillac music. I need to hear that.
Southern player. Liz, I told you, hey, June, what I tell you, you got motherfuckers' attention. Like, oh, yeah, I need to hear that, dude.
Man, let's play it, man. Let's play it.
I'm
about to bring that joint right back. Matter of fact, we got one more song that we haven't played yet. Like,
I know, but listen, it's that one, though. You know what I'm saying? That one.
Okay, we're going back to it. We're going to run City Love right back.
Hey, yo,
so,
you know what, for Miss Chocolate, go ahead, June, and reintroduce that one more time, though, just for her.
Okay, go ahead.
Y'all about to listen to City Love by June, produced by Teddy Walker, Stud Heat. So let's play. Press play and let's get it. I'm hot.
That nigga, dog. That nigga, the truth, man. I ain't gonna even stunt.
Oh man, yo, we gotta fuck with him. We definitely gotta fuck with him. When we'll reach out to you, man.
But Chocolate is one hard critic. So what you got to say?
Man, look, I'm sitting here as soon as the beat drop, like, ooh,
you can't help it. You can't help it.
This nigga knows vibe to it, though. Like, man, then he put the fist in the syrup.
Yo.
I'm like, oh, man. See, I don't mind when artists take snippets and pieces from somebody else's work. But the artist I played before him with that Chris Mountain, kill that. Sorry, honey. Mm-mm. Well, I'm next to blow a hell no. I keep the 100. Hell no. This ain't even my show on Wednesdays. It ain't Wednesday night. But don't take Chris Brown's whole song and try to make a song. That just didn't work. But Dune, I rocks with you, boo. I do.
It's some good music, man. We just out here. Let's just vibe out. That's all I care about, man. Let's just vibe out.
Yo, I swear to God, unless the fans is listening or unless my job is listening, my 9-to-5, after we done with this show, I'm getting ready to go hop in the car. We're about to blaze a blunt, and I'm about to listen to that motherfucker again.
Hey, nigga, you gonna go in that trance, nigga, I'm trying to tell you. you gonna get in that zone, bro.
Unless
like,
my 9-to-5
like,
is listening.
That song literally like made me want to like go smoking again. I really thought about, you know what, maybe I need to just roll up one more time, because that's what you like. That's like that.
That's
cool,
like one of them
like that chill back that smoke. Smoke up, smoke up.
All right, well, bottom fucking line, that's that Southern playlist Cadillac music, though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm using that.
That's what's up. So, yo, let me say, I guess what we got going on? We got about another 20 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? At this point in time, we got to freestyle the rest of this motherfucking show because I ain't got shit up.
I feel it.
We live, nigga.
June, you going to ride with us for the 20 minutes?
Man, let's get it, dog. I'm here, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I fucks with that. Yo, real quick, man. Yo, June, how are you on the stick, man?
Wait. Chocolate is talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Hershey.
I just said that since it's our freestyle hour, I figured I'd go ahead and let all the listeners know, including you two fellas and June, check me out this Monday, 10 p.m. to midnight Central Time, Sex After Dark with Miss Chocolate.
You won't regret it. You'll love it. We're about to get it in and go all the way live. I think I just got a boner.
Can I talk to Chocolate real quick? Now you know me. You know it's crush right here. You know I'm going to be on that show. And you know I'm going to talk my shit. Are you ready for me to talk my shit?
Well, it is my show, and I do think I'm clear my sex expert. So the question is, are you ready for my show?
Oh, I'm ready. I can't wait. Like, this is what I've been waiting for. It's definitely going to be a great day for me because I'm going to watch Love and Hip Hop and see that last bit. I'm going to get around.
Man, here this nigga go with that other shit again, man.
Wait. I'm going to bring it back. Yo.
June,
let's be honest with you.
What's up, man?
Do you watch Love and Hip Hop?
Not on purpose.
Do I watch it?
Do you watch it? I don't watch TV.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I watch it because it's to hear his ass.
Yeah, I heard they got some bad females on that.
Tahiri's ass is retarded.
Her ass needs to be in special ed classes
because it's stupid.
Hey, man, listen, they have bad females. Yeah, they got bad females on there. I'm talking about bad wigs, bad weave, bad breasts, you know what I'm saying, bad acting. Bad paychecks. Yeah, you got some bad bitches on there, though, for sure. What type of bad you talking about? It's probably two different things.
Well, you say them bad bitches, you better check them credentials.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Check what bad really is. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. Miss Chocolate will definitely get you right because I'm over here sticking up people and I ain't even got no hands up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. So, yo, June, man, on some nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk nigga shit, because that's what we really about, nigga shit. What you like on them sticks, man? What you play on them sticks? You play Madden? What you a 2K? Go harder?
We on that. Me and my brothers, we on that duty. My niggas they be playing that soccer, too, though, but we on that duty hard right now.
That's what's up, though, because, listen, man, I went, because, you know what, I don't even consider myself a beast on the sticks and shit, though, but when it come down to 2K, man, listen, I had just went down to Cincinnati and hand-delivered an ass-whooping to a nigga who been talking shit, and he's actually listening right now,
You putting up money?
No, I'm not even like that. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not like that, but if you talk shit like that, I might just have to show and improve.
Okay, I feel it.
I'm
gonna put you up with some niggas that I know. I'm gonna put you up with them.
Let's do that, cause I'm just bragging right now, cause I whooped his ass though, cause he just been talking shit for so long. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody in Cincinnati and shit. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get my bragging rights in. But yeah, nah, man, I'm not really, really, really hard on them sticks and shit like that. I just need to see what motherfuckers is into. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I sat down with that nigga Crazy Bone one day from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Though that nigga asked me, did I want to put 100 down on a Madden game? I looked at that nigga and said, man, pass that blunt, man. I ain't putting no fucking money into that shit, man. I'm not down with that, man. I'm not down with that. But, yo, that's, you know what I'm saying? So, oh, yeah, you call it duty, though. So what you think about that Black Ops 2? Because I know you done put your hands on that.
Yeah. We on that. I'm feeling that right now.
Okay. All right, Sam, what you
got? That's how we play is that Black Ops.
What's your team?
We're going to go with the NBA right quick. What's your team?
What, basketball, football? What's up?
Yeah, we're
going
NBA
right
NBA.
Now. NBA? Ah, yeah. My team misses. I fuck with Rudy Gay now. That's my team, but who I'm liking right now is the Bulls, man.
Right.
I'm liking the Bulls right now, dog.
Anything
that's pretty good, I'm happy. Anything that will piss Lyric off, I'm happy.
Who his team is?
I've been riding with the Heat since Shaq been down here. Though, you understand me?
They cool.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, see, the thing is, you got people who've been hopping on this bandwagon for like the last 2 or 3 years, though. But you got to understand, like, I've been there since 2005, and I done seen us get kicked out of the first round of the playoffs like 3 years in a row while you just sitting on the couch depressed. That's a real-ass fan right here.
Who was the starting lineup in 2005?
Say that again.
The starting lineup in 2005.
Oh, shit, the starting lineup. It was, Shaq. You had D-Wade, who was just fresh. You know what I'm saying? Who'd you have back in the day? You had Alonzo Mourning coming off the bench still. I think we even had, we had, what was that? My nigga Walker, Antoine Walker.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You're a real Miami Heat.
He's certified.
Yeah.
So, Dan, I didn't know that nigga was going to put me on blast like that, too. You know what I'm saying? It's good.
No,
though, you know what I'm
like, dude, hit you like, he had to think about that right now.
That's what I'm saying. But yo, man, keeping the show going real quick now that we know a little bit about you, man. We got a third song that feels neglected. You know what I'm saying? Because one of the songs got played twice. But I want to go ahead and hear this last and final joint and see if my nigga can hit 3 for 3 from the line with me. And we got Miss Chaka Talicious, who gonna definitely judge this cut too. Chaka Talicious.
I like that. That's her new name.
Yeah.
That Chaka Talicious.
You can only use that name in the bedroom, okay?
I'll be there. You hear me?
Talk to me like that. Chaka, you can't talk to me like that.
I come, I can do whatever I want to. I'm single, mingling on the market, baby. Ain't got no man, so I don't know about you. What your plan is, I can talk however I want to. You better catch it.
Yes.
Oh, she
Hey, Chocolate. Just call my name, and I'll be there.
June, please, do your thing. Introduce this track before something crazy happens.
It's
June featuring my guy Rocky Fresh. We out here in these streets, just getting it. Shout out to all my real niggas. Straight like that. Straight like
rocking
that.
Rocking with the show. Next to Blow. That shit sucks.
It's like, nah, I'm fucking around. Yo, y'all got to give it up for my nigga, man. Everybody give it up for the nigga, man. Yo, this nigga June is the first motherfucker artist that we've had on Next to Blow Radio who done had multiple songs played. And guess what? That nigga hit 3 for 3 on y'all bitch ass. Round of applause for that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That was stupid. That shit was hot. I'm still in love with the first one, but man, if you putting it down like that, I can't wait to cop a mixtape.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's
honestly,
up.
Honestly, that's my We On is my favorite one. Like, We On is my favorite one. I'm just like, hey, it's going to be a good night. Hey, because telling We On, We On, I'm over here jamming.
Yeah. That's what's up, though. Yo, it's definitely worthy. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely worthy of being a pickup, regardless if it's an album, mixtape, and shit, though, like that. Yo, you got Lyrical Incisions, you got Crush, you got Chocolatate, and the whole Next to Blow crew behind you, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And that's hard to do.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. So,
Appreciate it, man. Props
up to you, man. Your dream is coming true, my nigga. Yo, you got people that's going to be able to ride for you and be able to vouch for you. You know
what
I'm saying? Whenever. And that's real shit right there. Yo, I love it, man. I love it. That's all I can say.
Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love, bro. That's all I'm here for, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, we got a few more minutes, man, before the show is over. Hey, listen, we want to let y'all know right now, everybody who's listening, yo, this nigga June was only supposed to rock with us for like a half an hour, but the nigga's so cool.
I know.
The nigga's so cool, you know what I'm saying, that he actually rocked out with us for an hour and a half, man, and that's real shit right there. I like that. This nigga walking across Hollywood.
I'm in the streets, too, though. I'm in the streets right now, though.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. This nigga broadcasting live from the block, man. He almost got hit by 2 cars. You know what I'm saying? I heard
what
it.
Hell yeah.
What the ladies looking like? What the ladies looking on out there?
We ain't seen them yet. We ain't seen. But, you know, the first time when I came up here, it was on point. Like, that's what I like. That's
where you
company.
At?
See, I'm in, where we in? North Hollywood?
North Hollywood.
Sherman Oaks? Sherman Oaks. Yeah, I'm with my OGs right now, man. We out here getting it.
That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, we definitely appreciate you.
I'm going to be my nigga Goldie Loke right now. Shout out to them niggas. Salute niggas. Salute them real niggas.
Yeah.
Bye.
Those are OGs in the game, too, man. Yo, make sure
you
take pictures with them, man. Make sure you take pictures with them and share it with us on Twitter, man, so we can go ahead and retweet that. My nigga making history right now, man.
You know about the East Side.
Yeah.
I'm out of here, man.
June, you might as well say you made it, man. Who else niggas going to say that they did a radio interview and met up with Loke in the same night?
Shit, man. I'm blessed, bro.
There you go. So that's what I like to hear. But, yo, it's been a pleasure, man. Yo, we definitely appreciate you rocking with us, man. You 3 for 3, and please believe that those 3 cuts will be getting heavy rotation in the future on our Next to Blow Radio, especially on Thursday night.
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate the love, man.
But
before
we
let you
Thursday
go,
night.
Say some parting words to the people. Let them know where they can find you at and everything. On Twitter, find me on Twitter, at June, Instagram, at June. My website is JuneMusicWorld.com, and my SoundCloud is June Music World. I mean, it's pretty simple, June Music World or at June.
There you go.
All right.
That's what I like to hear. Well, yo, Miss Chocolate, though, since you invaded our spot, which I really never, ever, ever mind you doing, though, you want to give some shouts out before we bounce up out of here? Attention, yep, all right,
oh my
God. Yep, she won that one.
Jesus.
She won that one. This shit get X-rated after 10:30, don't it?
Jesus,
when it comes out, I better know.
All right. So on that note, I want to shout out everybody, and I'm not playing with myself, but I'm going to try this out. I'm going to shout out Lyrical Incision just to see how that works. You know what? That's almost equivalent to liking your own status and shit on Facebook. That shit's retarded. You can't like your own status.
It is not retarded.
That shit is, you don't, June, what you feel, man? You can't like your own status.
Like I said, if you can do anything else to yourself, you can like your status, you can shout yourself out. Why not shout yourself out?
Yeah.
Why not show yourself proud? If you don't show yourself proud or shout yourself out, who else gonna do it? How they gonna follow
through? She's gonna get real up in here, so.
Preach. All right. Well, yo, shout out to everybody in the whole world. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who called in tonight, my whole Next to Blow famo. And actually, I want to actually spend a special, special shout out to everybody's grandma. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and keep it.
Not my grandma. My grandma. Our future.
Hey, listen. I don't discriminate. Anybody's grandma can get it. You know
my
what I'm
grandma,
saying?
I'll shoot
you. I'm like the grandma.
Catch a holler.
I like the grandma that's like the chicken and nutty professor.
I can host the show by myself. Catch a holler tip. I can host the show by myself. Just letting you know that.
You know what I'm saying? So, yo, shout out to East Coast, West Coast, down south. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, and big shout out to everybody in Cincinnati, Delaware. Memphis 10, you already know what it is, baby. We about to get it in. We connecting everybody just like we known to do. And if you don't like that, man, yo, I got a couple words for you. Well, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do. Next to Blow Radio.
Yes. And it's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla and everything. Salutes to all my riders. Salutes to all my haters. Salutes to everybody who rocks with me or anybody who rocks with anybody that I rock with. You feel me?
Yeah.
And with parting words that I always say, you can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So everybody, just love yourself and everybody will be okay. Y'all can definitely check us out next week. Again, same time, same station, same show. You know, it's Next to Blow. We the show, me, Lyrical Incisions, and we out of this piece. Line! Matter of fact, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. Matter of fact, June is going to take us out once again because I'm running We On one more time, and that's how we leaving this show. Yes, this is my show and Lyric's show, but right now it's my show, so I can do what I want. So
oh,
therefore,
fucking God.
June is taking this out. Next to Blow. See y'all next week. One. Spent for 50 on these Nikes. That was
where my bad bitches at? Pushed up, eyes closed, I'm just living life. And put your glass in the air if your money right. Say it's gonna be a good night.